Good morning, everybody. It's myself, Brian, a.k.a. R-O-T-P-O-D. And I am here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505. Getting ready for another work week, getting ready for another school week. Just getting ready for the days ahead. Well, if you're not really looking forward to the days ahead, at least try to get through today, right? Yep. So today's deals, Monday. Let's go, let's check them out. First one on the list is, it's called a TechStick USB car charger. And yep, it is a USB car charger with two USB ports and both of them putting out 2.4 amps. So if you have cables that provide the high amps to your device, then you're, with this and the cable, you are ready to do the high speed charging. And with the high speed charging, it's different for the variety of smartphones out there. You could charge phones and quick times, faster than the usual from last year, I would say. Faster than leaving your phone plugged in all night. Faster than taking all day to charge your phone. So these, everybody today are looking for the high-speed chargers, whether for the wall outlet or for the car. So this one, TechStick USB, the first on the list, provides 2.4 amps. So that's what the A means, 2.4A, 5 volts, 2.4A. So the regular charger puts out 1 amp, either 1 or 0.5 amps. So you can see a big difference there, 0.5 all the way up to 2.4, or 1 all the way up to 2.4. So regular price on Amazon is $10. That's the sale price if you have Prime, but if you're regular, it's $29.99. But with the RotPod code, you're gonna get it for $4. $4, people, $4. Get it. Next on the list, regular price, $97. I guess I should get that out of the way first, right? $97, people. That's like $100. Sale price using the RotPod code, $45. And this is what I'm talking about right now. A Wi-Fi security camera. Well, you wouldn't really say security camera. You could use this camera for a lot of things. It kind of looks like a square remote control for your TV. I'd say it's about the size of a GoPro. If you ever held a GoPro in your hand before or seen a GoPro, it's that small. And on the top right, if you stand it up on its side, the top right has the lens, and the bottom left is the that's a button, multi-use button that used to select different menus, enters, and all that. So. And on the top, you have a micro SD slot and a USB port, so you could charge it, maybe charge and transfer to your PC. There's also a Wi-Fi indicator, so it just lets you know that you're connected Wi-Fi to your smartphone. And that's why I'm saying it's labeled as a baby monitor, but you could use this for maybe like an action cam or just a little viewer. Security viewer. One of the things they give an example of is, of course, they have a picture of a soccer goal, and they have this camera strapped onto the pole on the side, and it's just saying capture those moments, just as you would use an action camera. So. So even though it says baby monitor, you can use this for many, many different things. And $45 for this, and it shoots 720 HD. So 720 is not bad. If you're looking at everything from a smartphone, you're not going to hook it up to a big television and see what's going on. So if this 720p, it's what DVD is coming right now. So looking at it from a smartphone, it's going to look real, real clear, nice and sharp. So no problems with viewing the video quality from this baby, from this security camera. So this I would recommend. I would get it. If I had $45, I would get this and use it in a bunch of places. Maybe like even camping. If you're inside your tent, you're inside your tent and you can leave this outside and just see what's going on. Maybe in the middle of the night or something like that. Or even during the day, you're just relaxing in your tent or taking a nap or whatever, and you put this outside, put it on the tree or something like that. And when you're hearing something, when you're trying to see who's outside, or maybe who pulled up in the parking lot or something like that, just turn on your smartphone and check to see what the camera sees. And the first thing that comes to my head is those scary movies, right? When you flip on the cameras and you see something going by or see a face come up to the camera. So I don't know if you want to, I don't know if you're that afraid of scary movies, or if you're that sensitive to stories and stuff like that. So, but overall, a pretty good camera. I would recommend it. I would get it. That's why I posted it. So check it out. And one more thing about this, a motion detection email alert monitoring. So if it senses movement, senses movement in a particular place on the frame, you could actually set something like that. If it senses movement, then it sends an alert to your phone and it tells you that, oh, I sense movement. Here's a picture or here's your video. So that's pretty good. $45, people. Check it out. Next on the list, this is about $30 Amazon price. But with the RockPod code, you get it for $10. It's a Bluetooth headphones. Bluetooth V4.2. That's the latest version of Bluetooth. So you get a high quality, just a little bit longer distance, just because it's a better signal. And it's easier to connect to your smartphone devices, and your smartphone devices see it quicker, faster, and it just makes a better connection. So the one thing about this is they look like a regular in-ear earphones. Those like the best way to explain it is like plugs, where you put them in your ear and just a little piece shows out, then it's just the wires. So I know a few people that were looking for Bluetooth earphones like this, because on some of the other ones they're more of a sporty type, where they have that little piece hanging out, and when you put it in your ears, it goes around your ears and it just hangs there and it secures it tightly to your ear. So like when you're running or jogging or even MMA fighting, they won't slip out from your ears. You'll still be fighting with jams going to your ears, or listening to podcasts like my podcast. If you want to check it out, rollingofftrackpodcast.com. It's at the top post. Just push play. Just push play, people. Just push play. So these, they're saying a comfortable fit. Just because I know a lot of people like that, in like the plugs in your ears. That's more better than the sporty type earphones. Sweat-proof technology. So it just means that when you're sweating and it drips on them, it's not going to do anything to them. Lightweight, 0.4 ounces. And it's 10 hours of music. 8 hours is still good, but this one goes 10 hours. 8 hours is pretty, pretty good. I do have some that are 8 hours. And it works for a long, long time. It's just 8 hours continuous. So my earphones last about maybe a whole week. Just because each day I use it so many hours a day. I don't use it all day. Of course, I have my Bluetooth around my neck all day, but it's not continuous on. So that's what the continuous on. So standby is 300 hours. So that's real, real good. And if you're used to charging your phones at night or smartwatches or even any other devices you have, there's going to be no problem charging these after 8 hours of use. So just another pair of Bluetooth headphones. And it's a pretty good pair. Check it out. Next one is iPhone, a 3-pack of 5-foot cables. And these are the lightning cables. So this regular price is says $25 on Amazon, and you're getting it for $4. Just enter the RotPod code after you're checking out, before you're checking out, and brings it down to $4. And these are just regular charge cables. These do provide the high amperage to your phone, so these can be used with those high speed chargers from the wall or your vehicle. And the ones I got, they look similar to the ones I got. It says braided cables, and the ones I got were braided also. And the braided, it feels more durable, feels more strong, feels like you can do more with it rather than the other, the rubber coating around the cables, which kind of like feels like it's gonna tear and rip, and you just kind of make a little snip on it. Then after that, once you start using it, that little tear, that little snip turns into a big tear, and everything starts tearing. So the ones I have, they're working pretty good. Nothing bad happening to them yet. So we'll see how they go. But the braided ones, they feel a lot better than the rubber ones. So if you're ever to get cables, the braided ones are pretty durable. $4, people, $4. Everybody needs cables. And the last thing on the list is a RFID blocking card. And these provide just a basic cover for your cards that give out NFC chips. You know how when you're ready to pay and it gives you, and you can pay with just putting your card next to that little RFID sensor, and you hold it there, then the light blinks and then you pay automatically like that. So like Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung Pay, Visa, MasterCard. There's a lot of cards that are doing this right now. So some people are a little bit skeptical about having their information stolen by RFID scanners. So there are scanners out there that people like having these scanners scan for these cards. And when they sense one, they actually kind of take some information from them. So, but they have to be, the real thing about this is they have to be real, real close. I think it was like within 3 meters. So it's about 1 foot, 1 yard. Yeah, 1 yard. 3 meters is 1 yard. So they have to be real, real close to get this information from you. So just out of the ordinary common sense, if somebody's next to you and they're kind of staying close to you with every movement, then you kind of should suspect something, whether airport or whatever. But so people that are real careful and want to take care of their information, there's this RFID blocking card. So basically it's just a little card holder. And you stick it on back of your phone, and you can put your cards in there. So when you're out and about, and these people, you happen to come across somebody that's scanning for these cards, they're not going to be able to receive anything from these cards just because it's blocking it. They probably won't even see it when you're walking by. They won't be able to scan it. So these card RFID blocking card holders, they come in different colors. And it's something, I guess, I I guess when it starts happening more and more, then these will probably become popular. So for now, it's $20 on Amazon. But with the RawPod code, you get it for $3, which is pretty good. So you either want to try it now, give it a shot now. It's just something like maybe like putting on your seatbelt. You know, you do it every day, but when an accident happens, you're already covered. You're taken care of. You're strapped to the seat. I guess you can kind of think of it that way, just because it's not really out in the news today. Like every day, somebody got their information stolen and they're using their credit card information and stuff like that. And other than that, if you were to get your stuff, your information stolen from your credit cards, then you should be able to see some suspicious activity on your account. Because, you know, everybody has the you can download the app for your banks now and keep track of what's happening with your cards. And on top of that, when you download the app provides a lot of notifications for you. You know, like suspicious activity outside of town, outside of the state, notifications. You can even tell your bank that you're going out of the state. You're actually going to another state. And when you're in that state, when you use your card, the bank already knows that you're in there. But if your card is accessed in another state, that app will be able to, your bank and your app will be able to tell you, hey, is this you in another state? We'll stop this. So it actually did happen to me. Not stolen, but I didn't tell my bank that I was going to a different state. And when I did use it in another state, the card, it didn't go through. I was actually buying something at the gas station. So it's like maybe like $3 or something like that. So when they went to swipe the card, they told me that it wasn't like I didn't have enough funds. It didn't say they didn't give me that error code, but they told me like, sorry, your card is it can't be used or something like that. And so what I ended up doing is I opened the app, I looked at it, and then I said, is this you? Are you using it at this place at this time? Click yes if you are. Click no if not, and then it'll stop it and it'll cancel your card, so your card can't be used. So after that, I clicked the yes, it was me trying to use this card, and it just told me to enter my PIN just to verify that it wasn't anybody else using the app. So after I did that, and it happened real quick, so because there was nobody behind me, and I gave him the card. I told him to try it again. And he swiped the card and everything went through. So these things happen pretty quickly. So don't be afraid of using those apps to help you out. Help take care of your stuff out there. So bottom line, if you want to do this, use this RFID blocking card. If you're going out of the country, maybe that would be a good idea. If you're going out of the country or going to someplace far that you don't really know, someplace that's strange and unfamiliar to you, maybe something like this would help, just to help ease your mind about having to worry about your cards, your NFC cards. So something like that would be good. And of course, at the bottom there's a link to get Amazon Prime for just $5.99 a month. There's nothing wrong with that, getting Amazon Prime. Of course, Amazon is free, but you don't get the 2-day shipping and the Amazon Video, the Amazon Music, the Amazon Photos. So $5.99 a month to get Amazon Prime. You can use it 1 month and then stop another month and use it however you want to do it. But $5.99 a month, not a bad deal. Just go ahead and click on the link. And under that is ThinkGeeks. ThinkGeek.com. They're offering, they're having a sale right now. And the link is to take you to ThinkGeek, where they're having everything, the gifts that are under $20. So they have a section on their page that actually says $20 and under gifts. So this is just a link to get you there. So that's it for Monday deals. And this will be happening, like I said, I like helping people, like providing people with information, good deals. And this is just another step to what RawPod wants to do, Rolling Off Track Podcast. You know, hopefully I get more and more, ways to help you guys out there. So don't be afraid to let your friends and family know about the RawPod, about the podcast, about the site. There's a lot of information, more things coming from the Rot Pod, rollingofftrackpodcast.com. At the top, there's always that rollingofftrackpodcast@gmail.com just to send your questions, recommendations, and stuff like that. If you want to work with me, if you want to share something with me, something like that, just feel free to shoot me an email and let's get some things going. So you people out there, have a good day, have a good Monday, and we shall see you on the next post, on the next podcast, on the next deals cast, Rot Pod Deals Cast, giving you great deals. Share with your family so the codes get used. These codes are limited time, so might as well get used, right? And we will see you later.